Today's daf is Kiddush and Daf Tes. We left off on the bottom of Daf Ches and Beis Eishir, sponsored by the Graf family, the Zecher Nishmas, Yitzchak Yehuda, and Rabbi Yeshua Cohen, the Neshama Shav Naliyah. And we thank Josh and Nadja Graf very much for the sponsorship. We're holding on the bottom of Daf Ches and Beis, at the three lines from the bottom of the page, I believe we are. We're discussing various cases where a guy tries to give a girl Kiddushin and she tells him what to do with the money, to do something else with it, as opposed to just giving it to her. We discussed the case where she says, give it to the dog, because she wasn't, for whatever reason, because it's her dog, or because the dog is chasing her, a variety of different cases. So we're going to continue to discuss a couple more cases where a woman says to do something else with the money, or a woman sometimes asks for something, and the guy says, oh yeah, you want this? Well, would you be mekudeshes to me with it? And we're going to discuss whether that's a valid kiddushin if he then goes ahead and if she just says, give it to me. Is that a valid kiddushin? We're going to discuss why it is that shtar kiddushin is so different than a shtar mecher, and that shtar kiddushin is written by the husband, who is the one who's being kona, whereas a shtar mecher, when you're selling something, the shtar is written by the makne, the one who's giving something up. We're going to discuss when it is that kiddushin works through the father, and when it is that it works directly through the girl. What the difference is between those two forms of doing a kiddushin, and we're going to talk about kiddushe bia a little bit. To what extent we assume viyatza v'haisa is going to come up. What extent we compare kiddushin to gittin, but we're going to also talk about the source of kiddushe bia. We're going to have two different possibilities of what the source of kiddushe bia is in the Torah, and we're going to have many different limudim that we're going to have just from the word uva'ala, one of which is kiddushe bia, but a number of other limudim as well. So we are holding on daf ches amud beis at three lines from the bottom, hiskachi li b'kikar. So we're giving all these cases where a guy says to a girl, I want you to be mekudeshes to me with this, and she says, give it to somewhere else or something else. So the last case we had was there was a kelev ratzachara, there was a dog running after her, and the guy said, iskachi li b'kikar zu, and she says, give it to the dog. So do we assume that that's her acceptance of the kiddushin when she says, give it to the dog? Or do we assume, no, she could say to him, you anyway are chayiv to save my life, so that's not something that was meant for kiddushin, because you have to save my life anyway. So what do we assume? The Gemara left that as a take. The Ritva just has the ha'ara, just to point out before we move on, that even if the woman is not tiskadesh, she definitely does have to pay back for the hatzala. That even if he's chayiv batzalasa, he's not chayiv to do it for free. He's chayiv to save her life, that for sure. But he's not chayiv to save her life for free, so she will have to pay him back. In Rav Elchanan, Kovetz Shir, Mosayin Vav, brings from the Rush in the 8th Perek of Sanhedrin, that if someone saves his friend from death, so his friend does have to pay him, because he's not chayiv for whatever costs were involved in saving him from death. The Rush says it's essentially the same thing as the Ritva, and Rav Elchanan points out that this is clear from a Mishnah Maseches Ksuvos Nun Tes and Beis, that if a person is Megarish, his wife, the woman is not chayiv lahanik es bina, to nurse the child, unless the baby already knows her and doesn't want to take nursing from anybody else. Then we force her to do the nursing, but even then he has to pay her for that, because it's his responsibility to feed his children. If they're not going to be married anymore, then he's got to pay for the feeding of the children. So you see that even when you have to keep the baby alive, you have an obligation to save his life, but you have no obligation to do it for free. So she's allowed to charge money for nursing the child. Says the Gemara further now, iskachi li b'kikar. Guy says, I want you to be mekudeshes to me with this loaf of bread. Tenei la'ani. And she says, give it to the poor person. Ein mekudeshes. The halacha is that it is not considered an acceptance of the kiddushin. Afilu ani hasamuch ala. And even if this ani relies on her, depends on her for food, mai taima. Just like I'm chayiv to feed him, so too you're chayiv to feed him. So when you give this loaf of bread to the ani, that's wonderful. You're doing your mitzvah of tzedakah, but that has absolutely nothing to do with me. That has nothing to do with me accepting any sort of kiddushin. The Ran raises the question that in the last case of Kelev Ratz Achara, the Gemara had a tzad that she should be mekudeshes even though he is chayiv batzalasa. And over here, the Gemara doesn't say teku. The Gemara says no, that halach is einam kadeshes because he has an obligation to do it. But in the previous case, the Gemara said, yeah, that's one side that he has an obligation to do it. The other side is that this is her accepting kiddushin. So why is it that there's no other tzad over here? So the Ran suggests that over there, to save her life, there's more of a svara to assume that gamra bedaita to be miskadish, that she has made a decision, a determination that she wants to accept the kiddushin for such a chashva hana'a. But over here, that the money is just going to the ani, and it's not that her life is threatened, that it's affecting her a single bit, so therefore we don't assume that that's enough for her to be gomer das, to accept the kiddushin. The gra in Yaradeh, Shin Lamed Vav, Sifkat Yud Beis, it gives a second answer based on what the Shulchan Aruch writes over there. Shulchan Aruch says that a doctor is allowed to take payment even though he has a mitzvah l'rapos, even though he has a mitzvah to heal people, because that's a mitzvah that everyone has to do. So when he's doing it, when of all the people that could have done it, he's the one that chooses to do it, so he can take payment for doing it. So by the case of Kelev Ratzach Re'ah, so there was a suffix because he could take money for that tzala, because there are other people that are also mitzuv in it. So it could be that he could take money for that tzala, and therefore his kavana is to be mekadish her for the hatzala, because she has to pay him for it. But giving to the ani, she's not chayiv to pay for that. He's not providing her any service, and therefore clearly has nothing to do with kiddushin. He's not entitled to any payment from her. So mela, it's not going to be any form of kiddushin. That's how the gra suggests. Okay, next case. Who gavra davakamaz bin chumri pischaisa. There was a guy that was selling little charms that they would put on bracelets or on necklaces for jewelry. Asaya hi itza, and a certain woman came. Amrlei havli chad shucha, give me one of these one ring or one bracelet, one necklace full of these charms. Amrla yahivnalaich mekudeshesli. So ever opportunistic, the man says, oh yeah, if I give it to you, will you be mekudeshes to me? So amrlei hava mehava, she says, just give it to me. Amr Rav Chama kol hava mehava lav klumu. When she says just give it to me, that's not like a romantic yes, you swept me off my feet and I'm happy to accept the kiddushin. That is not anything. That is not a valid form of kiddushin at all. Ha'u gavra, there was another guy, the Gemara tells the story, tava kashasi chamra b'chanusa, who was drinking wine in a bar or something, in a store. Asaya yitza, a woman comes, Amrlei havli chad kosa, and she says, give me one kos of wine. Amrlei, he says to her, yehivnelich mekudeshesli, if I give you a kos of wine, do you agree to be mekudeshes to me? Amrlei ashkuya ashkiyan, just give me a cup of wine. Amar Rav Chama kol ashkuya ashkiyan naf klumu. Whenever she says such a lashon, ashkuya ashkiyan, that is not a lashon of accepting kiddushin. Hahu gavra davakashadi tamri midikla, and there was a guy that was knocking off tamarim, dates from a dekel tree. Asayitz, a certain woman came. Amrlei shadi li tarti, throw me, he's climbing up all the way high on the ladder to get the dates from the dekel tree. The woman says, throw me two dates. Amrlei ishadina laich mekudeshesli, well, if I give you the dates, will you be mekudeshes to me? Amrlei shadi mishta, just throw me the dates. Amrazid kol shadi mishta lav klumhu, that saying shadi mishta is not an acceptance of the kiddushin. Now the obvious question is, all three of these cases seem to be exactly the same. We get it that if she had asked for something and he opportunistically tried to turn that into a kiddushin, and she just says in a double lashon, just give it to me, that it's not mekudeshes. Why do we need all three cases? So Tosis points out, one might have thought perhaps that food is different, or one might have thought drink is different, or one might have thought that jewelry is different. So lest anyone think any such thing, it lets us know that no, there is no difference no matter what the item is. Why would one think it's different? Maybe just the language of give it to me means something else when it comes to different items. So that's why it has to dispel any such notion. It means nothing when a woman says, just give it to me. So frek the Gemara, yeah, that's because in each of these cases, it was a double lashon. It was shadi mishta, it was ashkuye ashkiyan. It was a double expression in yamehava yahava in each of these cases. Ibailu, have, Ashki Vishadi Mahu. What if you just use a single expression? She doesn't say a double lashon. She just says have Ashki or Shadi. So Ravina Mukadeshes. Ravina says that in that case she's going to be Mukadeshes. That is an acceptance of the Kiddushin. Rav Sama Bariksa Amar Tagad Malka Eina Mukadeshes. By the crown of the king, she's not Mukadeshes. So Rashi explains he was swearing by the Kesra Melech that she's not Mukadeshes. However, the Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Chananel that even if the Gemara is not saying that Rav Sama Bariksa is swearing by the crown of the king, Rav Sama Bariksa is commenting, says Rabbeinu Chananel, that even if the husband would give her Kesar HaMelech, which is something that's very chashuv, and it's Eina Mukadeshes, if this is how the conversation went. If the conversation went where she said, give me that crown of the king, and the husband said, will you be Mukadeshes to me with it, and she said, give it to me, that it still would be Eina Mukadeshes. But it's not that anyone's taking a shvua by the crown of the king. And the Yeshita Lonodulmi points out that from the Rif, it sounds like it sounds more like the Rashba, because the Rif has a girsa, Tagad Malka Yishadi, that sounds like he's saying, like Rabbeinu Chananel, that if he gives her the Tag of the Malka, then still it's going to be Eina Mekadeshes. In the Tshuva's Torah Lishma, in Simashin Sadieh, he was asked if you're allowed to take a Shvuah L'Sheker Berosh HaMelech Mimalchi Umas Ha'olam, swearing by the head of a king who's Mimalchi Umas Ha'olam, since he's a guy. Or maybe since he's a melech, it's aser. What about just the fact that you're not allowed to lie? So he says it's vaday aser. Of course it's aser. Even though he's a melech, it doesn't matter that he's a melech on other lands. It doesn't make a difference. And even if you're not in the control of that king, you don't live under that king's jurisdiction, it's aser, because you have to. We're always supposed to daven for shlom malchus, even malchus umas ha'olam, and that's what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. So kal v'chomer, not to swear on a person's life or to hope that a person will die or something like that. And he brings a raya from our sugya. The Rav Sama Bariksa said, Tagad Malka Eina Mekadeshes. And Rashi says he was swearing by the crown of the king. Well, swearing by the crown of the king, you're allowed to lie. Well, then it's not particularly meaningful to be swearing by the crown of the king. Obviously, it means that I'm swearing by that of the king, and that's very meaningful to swear by that of the king, because you're going to obviously be telling the truth. You're not going to want to lie by the head of the king. It's just fascinating to see what people's shailas were, that they thought that such a thing would be mutter, the mindset that they had to think that such a thing would be mutter. Okay, v'hilchusa, now the Gemara just tries to wrap up all of the sugyas we had in the last daf and a half in terms of how do we paskin. So v'hilchusa eina mekadeshes. First of all, in our case, we paskin if you just say a single lashon, have, ashki, any of these things, eina mekadeshes. It is not a valid form of kiddushin. V'ilchusa shirah ilot tzrichi shuma. We also paskin that shirah ilot tzrichi shuma. We had that machlokas yesterday. Really, it was in 2 days ago's daf, but we were a little bit behind. So we had yesterday when you give silk to somebody and you know the silk is worth more than a pruta, but you don't know how much more than a pruta it's actually worth, so do you need to assess it before you actually give it over as kiddushin or not? So we had that machlokas whether it needs to be pre-assessed or not, and the halach is, says the Gemara, lo tzrichi shuma, that it does not need to be pre-assessed. Now the Tosfos points out that whenever we paskin like Rabba, we always paskin like Rabba when he is cholik on Rav Yosef. So why over here do we have to paskin like Rabba that shirai lo tzrichi shuma and against Rav Yosef? Generally speaking, that's one of the klalei apsak. The Rishonim always raise that whenever there's a klalei apsak. I mean, if the Gemara were to say halacha kebeis hillel, that would be odd to say halacha kebeis hillel. Halacha is always like beis hillel. There's a klalei apsak like that. So if anyway we paskin like Rabba against Rav Yosef, so why would we need to say over here that to have a separate hilchusa that shirai lo tzrichi shuma? Rav Yosef is the one that said that tzrichi shuma, and Rabba says lo tzrichi shuma. So we always paskin like Rabba against Rav Yosef. Furthermore, Tosfos asks, why don't we say hilchusa karabba? Like we're going to say in the very next line is going to be hilchusa karblazer, and then the next line is hilchusa karabba. I mean, we attach a name to it instead of just saying what the shita is. Why don't we say hilchusa karabba? We know who said that lo tzrichi shuma. So why do we just talk about the Allah without a name? So Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that the Gemara is trying to be mechadesh that there are certain things that require shuma, like avanim tovos, that where you could be way, way off in your assessment of how much they're worth, and maybe she thinks it's worth $20,000 and it's really only worth $1,000, so the kiddushin is really going to be a kiddush etos, and therefore it's only shirai ein shrichim shuma, that it's only something like shirai, something like silk, that doesn't require shuma. Now that's a very major chiddush, meaning he says it depends how bad the mistake might be. If the mistake might be by a lot of money, then you will need a shuma, and that's why Tosa says our custom is, our practice is, that for a ring that's used for kiddushin, we're not allowed to be mekadesh with a stone. There should not be a stone on the ring, because a stone could be easily misassessed just by looking at it. A person might be way off in how much they think it's worth. It might even be fake and a person doesn't realize, or the level of clarity the person doesn't realize, it can make thousands and thousands of dollars of difference. So that's why we're not mekadesh with a stone. Someone asked me after yesterday's shiur, why is it that the girl doesn't have to know exactly how much the ring costs? Meaning you buy a gold ring, you buy a platinum ring, whatever it might be that you're buying, so she knows ballpark what it's supposed to cost, but she doesn't know exactly how much it costs. So if we're makbid not to be mekadesh with the ring, why aren't we makbid about that? That she should see the bill, see the receipt for exactly how much it costs, and that's the answer. Because the answer is this Tosos, the lo tzrichi shuma, you don't need a shuma, she doesn't need to know exactly how much it costs, but when it's going to be way off, that's when you need to know how much it costs. I remember when I got married, so my wife wanted a platinum, most expensive one, the platinum, it's a wedding band, it doesn't have anything on, but a platinum one that instead of a gold one. So I told her, I can't tell the difference between white gold and platinum, but platinum's twice the price. Isn't that way off? He said, your wife can tell the difference between white gold and platinum. She knows the difference. So don't worry, you're not, she knows the shuma is not way off, so it's fine. So Vihilch said, and then Vihilch said Reb Lazar. Then we paskin like Reb Lazar as well. What was the psak like Reb Lazar that we're referring back to? So Rashi tells us that's from Chesam and Aleph. That was Reb Lazar's one that said that if you say I want to be mekadesh with $100 and you only gave her $25, so that's a good kiddushin, then you still need to be mashlim, you still need to pay her back the rest, but it is a good kiddushin right there on the spot. So we paskin like Reb Lazar as well, and we also paskin like Rava Amar Rav Nachman. That was what on the bottom of Chesam Aral, going over to the top of Chesam Beis, that if a guy says you should be mekadesh to me with a certain amount of money, and then he doesn't have the money on her, so he gives her a mashkon for the money. He just takes off his watch and says, "Here, take this as a mashkon." So Rav Nachman said, "Mana ein kan, mashkon ein kan." That if there's no mana, there's no mashkon, and the mashkon is worthless in terms of kiddushin, so it is not a valid kiddushin. Good. So that is in terms of using shava kesef and different things that he might give her when he's trying to be mekadesh with shava kesef. Now we're going to discuss how kiddushin works when done with a shtar. Tan rabbanan b'shtar ketzad. How is one mekadesh with a shtar? So it says Mar Kozvlo al yinyar o al acheres. He writes on a piece of parchment or on a piece of pottery. The actual parchment itself or pottery itself does not have to be worth a pruta. It's unlike being mekadesh with kesef, where the kesef needs to, or the shava kesef, where it needs to be worth a pruta. The shtar itself does not have to be worth anything. Bitcha mekadeshesli, he says to the father, your daughter should be mekadeshes to me, or bitcha mereshesli, or bitcha lilinsu, he writes that in the shtar. Harezu mekadeshes, that is a valid kiddushin. If we recall, Rashi and Beza and Aleph in the Mishnah said, when it comes to kiddushin kesef, you have to say the hareyat mekadeshes. When it comes to kiddushin bia, you have to say hareyat mekadeshes. When it comes to kiddushin shtar, it just says he writes in the shtar, bitcha mekadeshes. And you see that clearly in the Gemara. When the Gemara brings brises to give examples of how each type of kiddushin works, the Gemara says, well, how are you mekadesh with kesef? Well, you give her a pruta or a shavar pruta, and you say to her, harei mekadesh esli. By bia also, you bowel her, and you say to her. The Gemara itself says, harei mekadesh esli. When it comes to kiddush eshtar, it never says anything about saying to her. So Rashi just took it straight from the Gemara. The brises says, you write into the shtar, bitchum mekadesh esli, bitchum meresli, bitchum into harezu mikudeshes, then it is a valid form of kiddushin. So before we question that, Tosfos just points out in Dibur Maskil Kasav al Niyar the Alacheres that the Gemara Maseches Ksubis of Chav Aleph says that a shtar that's written on cheres is not a good shtar because it's very easy to be mezayif on cheres. It's very easy to forge anything that's written on pottery. So Tosfos suggests, based on the Gemara in Gittin Chav Aleph and Beis, that the fact that a shtar could be written on cheres is that a shtar cannot be written on cheres, that which we say in Ksubis, that a shtar cannot be written on cheres, that's only according to our Meir holds that a shtar is only kasher beidi chasima, because the shitaso you need it to be muchach mitoch hashtar what it's being made, because the chasimas of the shtar, that's everything. So if it's yuchal is day, if it's easy to forge, so you can't prove just from the shtar itself it's not muchach mitocho that it's good. But according to Rabbi Elazar, the shtar is kasher with eidi mesira even without eidi chasima, so it doesn't need to be muchach mitocho that everything is accurate in the shtar. So even if it's somewhat forgeable, but there were eidi mesira that saw what was written in it at the time that it was given over, that's all you really need. So the Gemara of the Brisa over here is assuming like the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, and that's how Rav Rishonim say that this Brisa is assuming like the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. But the Ritva suggests a different teretz. He says that over there we're talking about shtarei raya, and over here we're talking about a shtar kinyan, which is a very fundamental distinction that we have in the world of shtaros. When the shtar is meant, which is most shtaros, when the shtar is meant to be a raya, it's meant that if you want to prove that this land belongs to you, so you have to have the deed that says that you own this land. You want to prove that you purchased something, so you have to have the shtar that says that a purchase was made. So it's meant to be used as a raya should the transaction ever be brought into question. But a shtar kiddushin is not a shtar raya at all. It's a shtar kinyan. We could rip it up right after the kiddushin is done. The point of the shtar kiddushin is to create a chalos kiddushin. It's to effect a status change of kiddushin. So it's a fundamentally different shtar. By a shtar kinyan, you don't need it to be muchach mitocho. There is no requirement of muchach mitocho when it comes to a shtar kinyan. So, frankly, Gemara now mask for Rabbi Zeira bar Mamal. Holo dami hai shtar l'shtar zvini. The Gemara asks, well, wait a second. Why is this shtar so different than shtar zvini, than a shtar of a sale in terms of who's the one that's writing it? When you're making a sale, the mocher, the seller, is the one that writes a shtar that says, my field is hereby being sold to you. Yet over here, when you're being Mekadesh Nisha, the one who's doing the acquiring, so to speak, it's the husband who writes in the shtar that bidcha mekudeshesli. So why is it so different? Pnei Yeshua points out the kasha of the Gemara is based on what the Gemara is going to say in Chavav Amral, that by shtar mekach the mocha writes sadi mechurulach. So that's why we ask why over there the mocha writes that way by kiddushin otherwise, meaning we have to work with that base of knowledge first. Where do we get that? That's a mishnah later on in this mesechta. That's also a kiddushin topic. So Amar Rava, Hasamein Yana Dekrava, Hachamein Yana Dekrava. Rava answers that you have to look at each in the context of the way the Torah describes the shtar. Hasam Ksiv Umachar Me'achuzaso. When we describe a shtar by mecher, the pasuk says Umachar Me'achuzaso. So you see that it's in the mocher. B'mocher Toler Achmana. We're focused on the seller. Hachaksiv Ki Yikach. Bibal Tala Rachmana. Over here we talk about Ki Yikach, which makes it sound like that the issue is the Baal, that it's not about the one who's the woman who's giving herself up, but the one who's doing the acquiring. So that's the difference. Tosas asks, why don't we say Tos Nibra Maskal Ha? Why doesn't the Gemara ask that it's not that instead of comparing Shtar Kiddushin to Shtar Zvini, to Shtar Mecher, why don't we compare it to a get? That the husband is the one who's being makna the woman back to her, and he's the one that writes it. So why don't we ask that kasha? That would have been a stronger kasha, because we have this hekesh havayi liyitzia where we compare getting to kiddushin all over the place. We just got through saying how a shtar raya and a shtar kinyan are so different from each other anyway. So we're asking a kasha that why isn't a shtar kiddushin the same as a shtar mecher? It doesn't seem nearly as strong a kasha as we could have asked. We could have asked why isn't a shtar kiddushin like a get, where it's the husband is the one that's writing the shtar, even though he's being makne, and yet by the shtar kiddushin the husband is writing the shtar, even though he's the one being kone. So that's the kasha that Tosfos has. Tosfos suggests that it's still similar to a get, though, because you could just say that, yeah, it's the husband's job to do it. Meaning it's the husband's job to take care of any shtarls that relate to get and vikidushin. And you might have said that even if I'm makish havaya liyitzia, I'm makish in that way, that it's the husband's role to write the shtar rather than to focus on who the makne is and who the kone is. Other rishonim work on that kasha of Tosfos as well, but that's how Tosfos deals with it. So frankly, Gemara, but wait a second, how can you just say it's mein yonah dekra, that you just look at the pasuk and whatever the pasuk seems to indicate, that's the way we're going? There are more psukim. Hasam namiksiv, it says also, by Ishtar Mecher, Sados Bakesef Yiknu. Sados Bakesef Yiknu means that we're focused on the Kona, we're not focused on the Mocher. And over there it's Ishtar Zvini, so it says Gemara Kari Be Yaknu. That you got to read it as not Yiknu, the one who's being Kona, but the one who's being Makne. My time increases Be Yaknu, Mishum Duchsev Mocher. Why do you want to read it Yaknu? To conform with the other pasuk that said Umacher, that focused on the Mocher. Well, guess what? By Kiddushin, we could have Zachanami, Kari Be Ki Yakach, or whatever, to read it in such a way that it's not talking about the husband, but it's talking about the woman who allows herself to be taken, dichsiv, because there's another pasuk that also talks about from the perspective of the wife, as biti nasati li'ishazeh, the one who's giving up the girl. The father says, biti nasati li'ishazeh, and not from the husband's perspective. So you can't just say mein yana dekra, because there are psukim that indicate both ways. Ella amar Rava, so Rava says, no, if you want to know the real pshat, Hilchas aninu. Bas mechinu rabbanu nakrai. Chalach al Moshe v'sinai. This is just the way it is. That when it comes to ishtar, mecher, the mocher is the one who writes it. When it comes to ishtar, kiddushin, it is the husband that writes it. And we just make an asmachta based on the psukim. Tosin Dibra Maskel Hilchasa asked, why do you need a pasuk of Yatzav Aisa to teach kinyan shtar if you can learn from Halach al Moshe v'sinai? Meaning by saying that we have Halach al Moshe v'sinai, that the husband's the one that writes the shtar, that Halach Moshe Misinai assumes that we already know that there is a shtar. So why do I need a V'yatzav Ha'isa, a Hekesh Havayi Liyetziya, to tell me that there's such a thing as shtar kiddushin if I have a halach l'Moshe Misinai? So he says the halach is only on a shtar mekach. And even though the Gemara is going to say shtar mekach is learned from pasuk vekach is from makna, we have to say that the pasuk over there is b'divrei Kabbalah. So the pasuk could write something that you learn from halach l'Moshe Misinai. But for shtar kiddushin in Echinami, that's not part of the halach l'Moshe Misinai. That's just logical. But the halach l'Moshe Misinai is that a shtar mekach is different. That a shtar mekach is written by the mocher. Then Tos says that the Gemara doesn't mean to say halach l'Moshe Misinai. The Gemara says that it's minhag medina, that this was always the practice. Well, how does that help? That this is always the practice. Why does that affect the laws of kiddushin? So the Chalun Kovitz Shir Mosai and Tess explains that by every kinyan that the world in general does, your kone, even if it's not kasav b'Torah, meaning if there's what's called the kinyan situmta, that if something is a standard way of doing a kinyan in that place, that becomes a kinyan on a Torah level. So that's what Tos means to say, that because the minhag ha'olam is that a mocher is kosev the shtar and he gives the shtar, that's why we're kona with the shtar that a mocher has written and given. So says the Kovitzurim, based on that, when we say hilchasihi, it's only on the fact that a shtar mekach works when the mocher gives it, not on the fact that the kiddushin works when the baal gives the shtar back, because by kiddushin, it's clearly we would not just go with whatever the minhag ha'olam is. We don't say that marriages, you know, go register at the marriage office and whatever with the government and then you're married. No, kiddushin obviously doesn't work that way. So kiddushin has to be a din midaraisa, that the husband is no sin as a shtar, but it's just that midin Torah mekach would be just like that. But since the situmta, the minhag ha'olam, is the opposite with mekach, that's why we do mekach the opposite way as well, which is quite a chiddush that tells us, suggesting if that's the correct shot, that's how Rav Elchanan suggests in Tosfos. Others have different interpretations of Tosfos, but that's how Rav Elchanan suggests. Viba Yisema, Hasum Nami Ksiv Ve'echach Sefer Makna. Or you could say that there's another pasuk over there that says Ve'echach Sefer Makna, which tells us that the shtar is written by the Mocher. Va'amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman. Rava says the name of Nachman as follows. Kosovlo al niyar al acheres av pishen bo shavu pruta. If he writes on a piece of niyar or a piece of cheres, even that's not worth the shavu pruta, bitchum ukadashasli, bitchum uresasli, bitchuli linsu, bein al idei avia, bein al idei atzma, whether he gives it to the father, whether he gives it to the girl, mukadashas mi daito. It's mukadashas as long as the father is okay with it. Because when you're dealing with a girl who's a young girl, it's the father who has the right in the kiddushin to accept the kiddushin. Vuhushalo bagra. That's provided that she's not yet a bogeres. Kasavlal and yaral acharis alf pishen b'shav pruta. Hare at mukadeshesli. Hare at lili insu. Hare at muresetli. When you do it directly with a girl, you're saying the kiddushin is to you. You should be mukadeshes. Mukadeshes bein al yidei avia, bein al yidei atzma mi da'ata. Then it will work whether you give it to her or whether you give it to her father, provided that she is okay with it. She told her father to accept the kiddushin on her behalf. V'husha bagra, that's provided that we only need it to be midata if she's already bagra, if she's already a bogeres, where the father no longer has control. That's when you need the father to have been her shliach if he's going to accept it. But if she's not yet a bogeres, then the father doesn't have to have been her shliach to accept it. He can just accept it on his own. Period. By Reb Shimon Lakish, shtar erusin shekasvu shlo l'shma mahu. We know by a get that there's a din that a get has to be written l'shma. What if you write a shtar erusin shlo l'shma? Does a shtar erusin have that same din that it also has to be written l'shma? After all, havayus liyatzios makshinan, because of the pasuk v'yatzim beis avalcha v'hoysa l'ishacher, we compare havayus liyatzios kiddushin to gittin mayitzia be'inan l'shma, just like by a shtar, by get, it needs to be l'shma. Af avayos being in l'shma, so too by avayos, so too by kiddushin, it should also be l'shma. Al dilma avayos adadi makshinan. Or maybe we compare different types of kiddushin to each other. Ma avaya de kesef lo being in l'shma, af avaya de shtar lo being in l'shma. Just like avaya of kesef does not need to be l'shma, avaya of shtar also does not need to be l'shma. Meaning, when you mint the coin that you're going to use for kiddush kesef, that doesn't have to be done l'shem kiddushin. It doesn't have to be l'shma. So when you write the shtar, you can use l'shem kiddushin for kiddushin. You don't have to write it l'shem this isha. You could just write a shtar. Just, you know, your guy is learning kiddushin in yeshiva. He wants to make sure he gets it right. He doesn't even know any girls. He just writes in a piece of paper, harem kiddushli, and he puts it away in case he ever meets a girl that he's interested in marrying. He should have it ready. So that's fine. It doesn't have to be l'shma. So that's the shayla. Basad baya hadar pashta. Havai liyatziya makshinan damakra aviyatzavahisa. That we'd rather compare getting to kiddushin rather than compare the different types of kiddushin to each other, and therefore, the shtar erusin has to be lishma. Itmar. Kasu lishma v'shalom idaita. What if you wrote the shtar kiddushin lishma, but she wasn't consulted before the shtar kiddushin was written? So a guy is in love with this girl, he knows he wants to marry her, and he writes the shtar kiddushin l'shem this girl, but he never asked her first whether it's okay with her that he writes the shtar kiddushin l'shma. So Rav of Ravina Amar Mukadeshes. Rav and Ravina say, that's fine, she doesn't need to be consulted about the writing, it just has to be l'shma. Rav Papa Rav Shavya Amar ain't a Mukadeshes. Rav Papa Rav Shavya say, no, it's not Mukadeshes. Amar Rav Papa Eima Taima Didhu Veima Taima Didi. Rav Papa says, I will be able to present to you the logic of both sides of this argument, not just my own side. I'll explain the other side and I'll explain my side. Eima Taima Didhu, I'll explain to you why they say that it does work if it's not written with her das, Dichsi V'yatza V'haisa. Because the pasuk, we have this hakish of Havaya and Yitzia. Makish Havaya Li Yitzia. Ma Yitzia Lishma V'shalom Idaita. The woman does not need to approve the writing of her get. The halacha is the entire gerushin could be done bal karcha of the isha. So just like the get has to be done l'shma, yes, but midaita, no. So af havayanami l'shma v'shalom midaita. So when it comes to kiddushin, yes l'shma, but midaita, not necessary. Ve'im atayim edidi, and I'll explain to you why I think it does need to be midaita. V'yatzav ha'isa makish havayi l'yitzia. I'm also based on that same akish that we compare getting to kiddushin, but I take it in a different direction. My yitzia be'inan das makne, af havaya be'inan das makne. That just like by a get, you need the das of the one who is being makne, the husband is being makne, the wife, back to herself. So by a kiddushin, by a shtar kiddushin, not by old kiddushin, by a shtar kiddushin, I'm sorry, by a shtar kiddushin, for the writing of the shtar, you need das makne. That's a din in shtar, that you need das makne with the writing of the shtar. So yes, the woman obviously has to approve of the kiddushin when it happens, but by shtar kiddushin, creation, you have an additional step. She has to approve of the creation of the shtar that's going to be used for the kiddushin, since we compare it to a get, where the husband has to approve of the creation of the get that's used for the gittin. That if we learned in a brayse that you can only write shtar erusin v'nisuin if both approve. My love shtar erusin v'nisuin mamish. So isn't this a raya that you do need her approval? What we were just saying, that like that shita that says that you do need her approval, because it's talking about shtar erusin and nisuin. Shtar erusin means exactly what we're talking about. It says Mar lo shtar psikta. When you say shtar erusin, we're talking about a tanoim, not our tanoim, where we just say everything's already been taken care of and we're getting ready to get married and it's an excuse to give a few more kibbutim. No, the tanoim that they used to have, where they would actually have financial arrangements in the tanoim. This one agreed to give this, and this one agreed to give this, and they have a tanoim. Because Rav Gidel Amrav, like Rav Gidel Amrav said, Amrav Gidel Amrav, kama atanos lebincha kach v'kach, how much do you give to your son, such and such, lebincha kach v'kach, how much are you giving to your daughter to bring it to the marriage, so this amount of money, and then amdu v'kitchu, they do kiddushin right after that, Kanu, then they're Kanu right away. Even if they don't have a shtar, they just made such a declaration, and then they did a kiddushin mitoch that conversation. So the Amira itself is a kinyan whereby the money is actually owed. But if you're going to write it in a shtar, so that would be called shtarei psikta. Like I mentioned, nowadays our tanaim, we use Rav Moshe's tanaim usually, because nowadays they do it already at the wedding when all the financial arrangements have already been taken care of long ago and been fought about already for months. And it's already all been settled by the time of the wedding. So Moshe changed the nusach of the Tanaim, where it just says that that kol chiyuvim bein mitzad chasan lekala bein mitzad kala chasan have all been fulfilled, and therefore the father of the kala, the father of the chasan, agreed to bring them lechuppah gedushin. That's why if you have a problem with the shtar Tanaim, it's not such a big deal, because the shtar Tanaim doesn't really do anything halachically. Doing a chasana today, where the father of the chasan's name is something ben Hensel. Hensel is his father's father's name. I never heard the name Hansel Gretel. I don't know if it's Hensel or Hansel. I didn't know if it's a Hans, it's a German. So I was first I was bothered, how do I spell it? But it doesn't matter. It's for the Tanaim. For the Kesuba, we have names that are easier to deal with. So for the Tanaim, you don't have to kill yourself over something like that. Okay, so Minalan. So it says the Gemara, and that Ubibia. We said that the third way to do kiddushin is with Bia. Minalan. How do we know that you do kiddushin with Bia? Amar Rabbi Yavar, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Damakra, Bu'ulas Baal, Melamit Shanas Labal. We see that the way to become a husband is through Bia. Do you have a problem with Rebbe's drasha? Rebbe didn't use the words bu'ulas ba'al, he used the word u'ba'ala to teach that there's kiddushe Bia. Now, if it was from u'ba'ala, I might think, what does it say? Ki yikach ish isha? Ubala! I mean, I think you need to do both. You need to do kicha, which is kiddushin, plus bia. Kamash Mulan. Therefore, comes to tell me, bu'ulas baal. No, you become a baal by bia, which means all you need is bia. Masra Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal im Kain, if that were even a havamina, to have such a drasha, that you need regular kiddushin plus bia, so then nara murasa dam rachmana b'skila eichem mishkachsa. Where would you ever have a case where someone would be chayiv skila for sitting with nara murasa? That the nara murasa herself would be chayiv skila. The halacha for nara murasa is that she has to be a basula, so she has to have erisin. She has to already have kiddushin. And she has to still be a basula. But if you're going to tell me that the only way to make erisin happen is ki yikach ish isha ubala, to have kiddushei kesef, then plus bia on top of that, so then she's never a basula when you have erisin. If erisin involves bia, then the erisin, by definition, has to involve bia, then she'll never be a basula. So yidakta shvadar baal bulahi. If you did regular kiddushin plus bia, she's a bula. Yidakta shvloba laf klubu. According to this havamina, it's all in a havamina. This havamina, what we would have darshined, that we're saying that it would, that if they just did kiddushin and didn't do bia, it would be worthless. So Gemara says a couple of solutions. Amruban kamedame mishkasa gun Shabala or a shalokadarka. Maybe there was bia shalokadarka, so it didn't turn her into a bu'ula. Amle abaye adkan lo pligi Rebbe v'rabbanan ela ba'acher. The whole machlokes, Rebbe and the Rabbanan, about whether bia shalokadarka makes her a bu'ula is if someone else has bia with her shalokadarka. Aval ba'al divrei hakolim ba'al shalokadarka asa bu'ula. This answer is not going to work because a husband that has bia shalokadarka definitely turns her into a bu'ula. Maihi, where do we find the machlokes, Rebbe and the Rabbanan in general, about bia shalokadarka? The Tanya, the following braisa. If 10 people sleep with her, but they all do shelo kedarka, so she's still a besula, kulan beskila, they're all chayv skila, she has a din of a besula throughout. Rebbe Omer, Omer ani arishon beskila b'kulam b'chanek. Rebbe says, no, I disagree, I say that the only first one slept with a besula, so he's chayv skila, the rest of them are only chayv chanek. So the Gemara has to come on to a second solution. How do we ever have narum rasa if we're going to work with the possibility that the only way to do kiddushin is by doing kesef plus bia? Amar of Nachman Risa, Mishchak Sogon Shekitcha B'shtar. You could have been Mekadisha with a star. That then you don't need bia on top of it. Hol v'gomer motzi, gomer machnes. Because remember, we're makish havaya liyatzia. So just like a star is able to affect gerushin completely, a star is also able to affect kiddushin completely without anything. Rabbi Yochanan, hayu ba'ala mayavale. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with ubala? Humi ba'ale zu niknas pabia ve'ina me'ivriya niknas pabia. He uses ubala, not like Rebbe, to teach kiddushin bia, so he uses ubala to teach that you cannot acquire nama ivriya with bia. Because saltadai techamina tasted bekal v'chom yivama. I might have thought to learn from yivama. Uma yivama shei niknas because of niknas pabia, a yivama who you cannot acquire with kesef, you can acquire with bia, zush niknas pekesef, ain't odin shei niknas pabia. So a woman who you can acquire with kesef, all the more so you should be able to acquire with bia. Says, well, now you couldn't learn from yivama, the yivama shekein zekuka v'omedes. The yivama already you have a relationship with, she's already has a zika with you. Sal kadai d'chamina, hol v'kasef im acheres yikach lo. Now the havamina is that since the pasuk says im acheres yikach lo, he kisha kasef l'acheres. We're comparing nama ivria to another woman, to a regular woman. Ma acheres mekanya bibia, afama ivria mekanya bibia, kamash mlan. I might have thought that just like a regular woman, you could be mekadesh with bia, that a nama ivria could also be acquired with bia. That's why I need uvala to teach me that a nama ivria cannot be acquired with bia. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue the back and forth in that conversation of where we learn kiddushei bia from.